The Twins trying to snap a four-game skid, taking on the White Sox. We pick it up scoreless in the first. Miguel Sano trying to get his team off to a good start, facing Derek Holland.
Blasted to center field. Gone. Number 17. And Sano now has 50 runs batted in. Another 3-2 to Abisail Garcia.
Fly ball right center field, deep in the gap. Byron running back. Byron at the wall, looks up. That ball's gone, a home run. One swing of the bat, the White Sox have a 3-2 lead.
Davidson, a good-sized kid, 6'3", about 230.
He launches one to left center, and that's not coming back.
So Chicago goes back-to-back. 4-2 White Sox, 2-1. One out, Twins down 4-3 in the third.
Wow! I'm not sure I've ever seen a ball hit there. A three-run home run. Kenny Vargas put the Twins back in front. White Sox have scored seven times. They've left 12 men on. And now Rogers trying to strand two more in the eighth.
The pitch, a swing and a pop fly, playable, left center field. Buxton there, he calls. He's got it, inning over. The boys, Taylor Rogers walks off the mound.
Brandon Kinstler ends up picking up his 18th save. The Twins snap a four-game skid, winning at 9-7. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
We needed to win, and it was not how we drew it up as far as Irvin having a good start and giving us a little bit of length. He was battling from the get-go again. I think he was fastball command was a little bit shaky, but I think the biggest problem for him was his slider today. It just seemed like he didn't have a real good feel for that pitch and, got him in trouble a couple of times. You scatter 16 hits and you find a way to win. I give the offense a lot of credit for keep putting runs on the board. And then the guys that came in did a good job. You know, even Busenitz I thought threw fairly well. And Maddie got a big out. Raj battled and, of course, Kinsler cleaned it out. So, we'll take it.
After the offense that was kind of quiet this last weekend to come out, like you said, and scatter hits around, especially from a bunch of different guys, how key was that?
It was good to get on the board early. Esco had a good at bat, and Miggy, good to see the power resurface tonight with the center field shot. And, Kenny's really been having a tough time right-handed, and he was out there working early today and trying to find something that felt a little bit better. And it was nice to see him rewarded because, he got, I think it was a changeup that he got. But a lot of guys contributed, and we kept on finding ways to score a run. Joe had a big hit. Castro, I thought, had a big hit when we knocked out their starter just to get into the bullpen a little bit earlier. Some of those things add up over the course of a series. So a lot of guys contributed.
Kenny didn't just hit a home run from the right side. I mean, he hit one of the longest ever hit at this ballpark. Were you surprised to see where that thing landed tonight?
He takes pride in his length, I mean, it was it was crushing. I mean, I don't see the balls go into that part of the stadium up in that second deck that far over towards center field. It was really good to see because I know that he wants to be a guy that you can count on in terms of giving you balance from both sides, and it's been fairly lopsided to this point.
Esco okay, or was that just for defense?
I just thought that we would change it up, put 80 out there. I really like how he's been moving on the defensive side, and I thought if we could save an out maybe along the way the last few innings, it might pay off.
What would you see from your pitchers just to be able to bear down and keep those guys stranded and a few 14 runners left on base there, I think? And
Irvin gave up a lot of hits, and he still pitched out of some situations where he got us off the field, even there in the fifth inning where I gave him a chance to complete five, and he got the last out. But Rogers had to strand a few. Matty had to pick us up, to leave the bases loaded. So there's, numerous times they leave 14 on base. You're going to have guys make pitches at the right times to find a way to hold on.
Byron Buxton finishes with two hits and an RBI in the victory.
We just told ourselves to come out here and play Twins baseball and relax. And, we came out here and did what we were supposed to do.
The White Sox never seemed to go away in this one. They kept fighting. You guys fought back even harder. How were you able to get that one done?
We just kept picking each other up. One person didn't get the job done. The next person stepped up, and that's what it takes to win big league ball games.
What were you thinking when you saw that monster shot from Kenny Vargas land way up there on the outfield?
Impressive. Not many guys can put it up there, so it's good to see it in person.
Byron, last season when there were tough weekend series like we just saw, it seemed to snowball. But this team this year, you guys seem to shake it off so quickly. Why is that now a big part of your identity?
We just come out here and battle. You know, we always in every game, we just got to come out here and do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, we tell ourselves to come out here and battle no matter what for 3 hours and 9 innings. That's what we're supposed to do.
Up next, the series against the White Sox continues on Wednesday with Jose Berrios on the hill.